Medford Area School Board held their monthly meeting on Monday, January the 23rd, and District Administrator Pat Sullivan is here with the summary.
The next business was to consider, and in the end, the board did pass this. We've created a new position that'll start in July, and we are looking to hire a full-time aquatics / fitness center director. So, you know, this person, you know, if you took just a real quick overview, they're going to oversee, obviously, the pool, all activities that happen in the pool. They're going to coordinate with community. They're going to coordinate with the school district and stay up on all the equipment, monitor the chemical levels in the water, everything, you know, under the sun as far as something going on in the swimming pool. They're also going to oversee all the activity and all the equipment and the staffing in our fitness center. And in an effort to try and make both of these a little more open, or a lot more available, I should say, to the community. So this position will be funded through Fund 80 for about 80% of this pay, and then the other 20% would come from the school district's budget. We can use Fund 80 for community activities, for anything that involves the community. And again, our goal is to make those two facilities much more available than we've been able to, and we think by putting somebody in charge of that, we'll see that happen. The next discussion, kind of a hot topic right now. A lot of people are thinking about it or talking about it, and that's the bad weather days and how that works with the Medford School District and where we stand. Currently, we have had 4 days called off due to bad weather. Our schedule with the Department of Public Instruction, every school district at every level, you have to meet so many hours of instruction, okay? So you set your schedule up to make sure that you meet or exceed the hours of instruction. So the Medford School District could miss up to 6 days in all of our buildings. They would still meet the minimum hours of instruction. And again, we've missed 4. If we got to a 7th day, that is the day that one of our first buildings would fall under, and that would be the high school. If we were to miss 7 days, then the high school would no longer meet the minimum. So we can't do that, and we know that. We also discovered that we needed to get a few more minutes out of our day in Stetsonville to make it equal to what we have at the elementary school in Medford at Mays. So we are starting school at Stetsonville starting today. We're going to begin classes at 7:40. We explained to the board how about 80% of our students are already there, actually even a little higher than that. The buses are always there by 7:30, and most of our kids are in the building by that time and could be ready to go at 7:40. So we'll work with our parents and make sure that they're getting their kids there, you know, by 7:40. Currently, that starting time was 7:55, so it's 15 minutes earlier for the rest of this year in order to make Stetsonville the same amount of hours as Mays. And then the board is just going to take a wait-and-see approach to if we'll have to make up any of these days. It all really depends on, are we going to have any more? Right now, we only have 4. 3 of them, we had already gone into the year with the agreement we wouldn't make up. So potentially, we could make up this 4th day, but also the board at the end of the year, or closer to the end of the year, could say, well, we're over on minutes or on hours. We don't have to make it up. It's only 1 day. And maybe we won't do it.
And we'll have more with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.